Well, I was born in 1915 in Corte Madera at home, and my mother said that I went to the 1915 fair, the Panama Pacific Fair, but I was a nuisance because I hadn't actually been born yet then. So anyhow, we lived in Corte Madera on the Baltimore Avenue on the northerly edge of town. And my father had gone to work for a Boston company, and they assigned him as the Pacific Coast manager. So he bought a little house that was walking distance from the railroad station and established a home there. So my mother came west a year later with the first child, my older sister. And so she had a home to come to. And shortly after that, they built a new home on the same lot, on the front part of the same lot at on Baltimore Avenue. And that house is still there and looks basically the same. I see it's on the market now, so I don't know how long that condition will continue. Well, I went to the Luxembourg Corte Madera School. Back then, Henry C. Hall was the superintendent. And by the time I was in the eighth grade, then that had changed, and Neil Cummins was the superintendent. And the trains were still running. If you went to San Francisco, you took the train and the ferry. And I went to high school on a steam train. Later on, that became an electric train, but that's how we always got to TAM High School. And after TAM, then I decided to go to the University of California, major in mechanical engineering. And I tried commuting for 6 months from Corte Madera, but that was not really very efficient, so I moved to Berkeley at that time. And in a sense, my residence in Corte Madera, well, I lived there a few more years at home after I graduated, commuted to the city. And in 1938, Margaret Miller became my wife. They had been neighbors in Corte Madera. And then at that time, my job changed to Oakland, so we couldn't live in Corte Madera anymore. We moved to Berkeley and lived in Berkeley for the next 7 years. And then job situation changed again, and I decided to be a Marin commuter. So we moved back to Marin, except then there were no trains and ferries. We rode a Greyhound bus into San Francisco. And that continued for some years until we were living in Larchmere at that time, as we did for the next 45 years or so. And so I was always a commuter, whether to San Francisco, commuted to Benicia, to Oakland, but remained living in Larchmere. And in 1991, it became expedient to move to the Tamalpais, so that has been our home ever since. And in a way, we made a little move upward in that in Larchmere, we lived in the canyon, and there wasn't much view, trees all around you. And here at the Tamalpais, we have a beautiful view of the hills. I can see everything from the Alto Cut clear around to Mount Tamalpais and Old Baldy. And so that's where we are now. Margaret passed away in February this year, so I'm a lone dweller.
How long were you married?
73 years.
It's unbelievable. That's great. Bet you miss her. So tell me about when you were a kid, you know, in Corte Madera. What'd you do for fun? What are some of your good memories? Were there any bad memories? Just, you know, as a kid.
Well, Corte Madera was pretty much open space then. There was a little, the downtown and the hill and everything. Palm Hill was just open space, pasture land, and the whole lowlands from the where the post office is now, right after the bay, was marshland. But the inner part inside of the railroad was had been drained and was hayfields. The big dairy called the Meadow Street Dairy occupied that area. And our childhood was just hiking and running around, playing games, which we invented ourselves mostly. We played football because I had a football and we didn't really tackle one another very much. We didn't have any serious equipment. And it was mostly a matter of finding our own way.
I was going to ask you, when you talked about Meadow Sweet Dairy and the post office and all that, I'm curious to some of the current landmarks, like what you remember they were. For example, you know, Joe Wagg Field, right there where the corner of Alexander and Magnolia. There's the baseball field there where the kids play, and there's two tennis.
Yes.
Uh-huh. There's two tennis courts there. Tell me about what was that when you were a kid.
The Luxmer Corte Madera School was the present concrete building, and another building near the Redwood Grove, which has been demolished now. And the playing fields were very informal. We used to play soccer, just a grass field, and the baseball field was full of rocks. And tennis courts came later on. So it was all very informal.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's still there now, maybe, is the big eucalyptus tree. It was exactly like that, and the Redwood Grove was there.
What was the Redwood Grove?
Well, it's on the corner of Magnolia and Alexander, and it's a little city park now.
Why was it called the Redwood? Was it just a grove of redwoods? Is that why it was called that?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. There are second growth redwoods, because all the redwoods were logged off here in the 2 centuries ago, but those had come up again, and they remain for some reason about the same height now as they were 70 years ago.
And so when you were a kid, what were the adults doing for entertainment on a Friday night? Where did they go, and were there restaurants or dancing, music, what?
Well, there wasn't much place to go. If you wanted to go anyways, you could go to San Rafael on the train. But there was some card playing. We played board games. And we had no television, of course. We had a radio by the time I was about 10 years old, maybe. We had radio. And we had a phonograph, and then later on we had a piano. But it was mostly amuse yourselves.
If your parents wanted to go out to dinner, were there restaurants in Corte Madera?
The Blue Rock Hotel has always been a restaurant. I don't recall that going out to dinner was a very much part of our activities.
And so where did people go for their shopping, for clothes and food and all that?
We went to San Rafael. We went to Albert's Department Store, which had about everything. And most anything you need was available in San Rafael or San Anselmo. Mill Valley we seldom went to because it was a little harder to get to.
Yeah.
No direct train there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about the Rose Bowl? What was that?
Well, the Rose Bowl was there, but before I was old enough to go there. And then after, I guess we were in high school, we started going to the Rose Bowl, not every Saturday night, but now and then.
What was it?
Well, the Rose Bowl was a great wooden dance floor in Larchmere on just off of Ward Street, and the site is still there, near where the Lucky Store is. Mm-hmm. And it, like I said, it was outdoors, it had a pine wood floor, and colored lights rigged all over the overhead, and they had not amateur music, but professional bands come over from San Francisco. One of the bands that would currently have been playing at one of the hotels. And some of the bands later on became quite well known.
You were talking about the Depression, and your dad always had a job.
Yeah, the Depression didn't hit us too much, but I know there were men in the town who didn't have jobs, and then came along Roosevelt and the CCC and the things like that. So gradually people seemed to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about Corte Madera now?
Actually, I don't, outside of looking out the window and seeing it, I really don't have much to go on in Corte Madera. I use the shopping center occasionally. We like the town center. We never go to the village. And once in a while, I might go into the old town square area.
Right, okay. So what do you think Corte Madera will be like in another 50 years?
Pretty much like it is. I think there have been a lot of tear down of houses. Newer, larger houses. Well, I have my own thoughts about that. I like a well-designed small house, and most of the lots are such that there's not too much chance for expansion. But it is a nice place to live. It's the depends where you live. The downtown area. A very nice climate. As you go down Paradise Drive, the eastern Corte Madera gets the wind through the Alto Cut, and for me, it's not a nice place to live.
Right. Yeah. I was really surprised, I guess, when I read your the tour. I think it was in one of the walking tours, but it was about the Corte Madera Creek. Or maybe that was in your memoir, and you talk about...
Well, I wrote another piece for the Creek people.
Well, maybe that was what I read. But tell me a little bit about... I mean, I was shocked that you could actually... that there were fish and...
Well, Corte Madera Creek is a waterway that starts up in Fairfax and runs down through the county, through Greenbrae, and down past the ferry landing and into the bay. And it was originally a navigable stream back in the days when they cut all the redwood off around here. They used to move the redwood logs down the creek. But over the years, a lot of houseboats were built along the creek, first in Greenbury and also all the way up Larchmere, up past where the hospital is now. And when the creek was widened and deepened for the flood control project, many of the houseboats were on state property, so they had to give up where they live. So there's only a few houseboats left now, accessible by Boardwalk Number 1, the only boardwalk remaining. But the creek is still an important, usable waterway. It's fresh water in the winter time, and gets pretty salty in the summer. We used to swim in it, Right now, it's not recommended for swimming.
And you could actually be on some sort of a little small boat and...
Oh, I had a boat down to Greenbury, yeah. Kept a boat there. I always had some kind of a boat since I was in the eighth grade. Don't have one now, but boated many years sailing on the bay.
So tell me a little bit about the so-called wildlife along the creek and in the creek back then.
Well, we were aware that in the wintertime there was a salmon run. You could catch a little perch and a striped bass. And there were mink in the marsh, wild mink, and birds of all kinds. Strangely enough, a lot of the birds we have now, for example, the white egrets, didn't exist then. The bird population is much more diverse now than it was back then. There were always ducks in the wintertime.
There's a lot of geese now. Were there geese back then?
Well, the geese, they're wild geese that have elected to live locally where everybody will tolerate them. In Cornwall, they have a professional dog to chase them away. So the geese aren't too apparent. From where I see, I can see a piece of the creek from where I'm sitting.
Well, I play tennis over at Piper Park, which is on Doherty, behind the new police station. And there's geese, a lot of geese over there.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have any other, like, in your yard of your home on Baltimore, did you have any animals?
My father tried raising rabbits for a while, but I guess we got tired of eating rabbits, so that came to an end. We kept bees, an interesting thing. Later on, I kept bees myself for a while. And nobody objected to them then. We had chickens. Nobody objected to the chickens. Other than that, I had a dog and a cat. And, otherwise, not too much animals.
What about wildlife, like deer and foxes and turkeys?
Well, there were crows. Not as many crows as there are now. Hawks, the usual small birds, robins and blue jays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what... do you have any photos that I can look at from...
Well, I got photos all over the place.
I mean, that you know that are from... that of Corte Madera?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything... before I turn my camera off, is there anything else you want to say or add to help us understand Corte Madera 100 years ago? Not that you were there 100 years ago, but...
Almost.
Almost.
Just right off the cuff, I don't think of anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you.